Okay, today's daf is Shavuos, daf Yud Ches. Shavuos Yud Ches, as we get into Hilchas Nida, as we continue. Again, there's not so much Hilchas Nida here, but the Rif uses it, I guess, as a springboard to discuss all of his Hilchas Nida. But here the Gemara, though, has a little bit, a blot and a half or so, on the Halachas related to what we discussed yesterday. So we'll start with the Gemara that we're up to, Itmar. Says the Gemara about six lines up from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara spoke about how we're getting into this. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, if somebody, a man is living with a woman, and while he is living with her, she says that she is a nidus, then the man has to first try to calm himself down before he comes out. If he comes out right away, then he's chayiv, because the language was, yitzi'aso hana'alo kabiyaso. That's also a quasi-maisabiyah. Maisabiyah is not just going in, but it's also going out, and therefore a person has to calm themselves down, and if not, it's called a mazid, and then wouldn't be chayav a carbon. Wouldn't be chayav a carbon. That's the context of our case. So, Itmar. Abaya Amar Meshed Rebichia Barav, chayav shtayim. Abaya says the name of Rebichia Barav be chayav two. Chayav of Amar of Shmuel Bar Shva, Amar of Huna, chayav shtayim. He'd be chayav two. Why? Chada aknisa v'chada aprisha. So these Amoraim said, Abai and Rava both said, that be chayav two in this case. One on the knisa, on the going in, on the maisa to begin with, and the other on the prisha. Now the Gemara is bothered, what exactly is the case that one would be chayav two? On the knisa and on the prisha. So havi bei Rava. Rava was bothered. Bimai, what is the case? Meaning, we have to find the case. You're going to be chayav two karbanas. So what's the case that you're going to be shogig on the knisa and shogig on the prisha? Because remember what has to happen. If you're mazed about either of them, then you're not chayav a karban on mazed. But also, the Gemara is going to assume, we have to mention that now, that if you do one maisabiya, it's one act. The knisa and the prisha is one act. If a person's ever mazana, rachmana litzlan, that's one act, they're chayav one. Right, so when would you would need some type of separation between the knisa and the prisha? It's got to be a shoging on each, and you have to have a separation between each, so it's not called one helam. So what is the case? So b'mai, what are we talking about? What's the case that you'd be chayv two, one on the knisa and one on the prisha, one on the going in and one on the going out? So ilay masamach levesta. Is it a case where we're talking about samach levesta, meaning near the time that the woman is supposed to get her period, samach levesta, and therefore the man should be Bichoshesh, the man should be worried that maybe it's going to happen. The Ritva says, just here, keep in mind, that this language of Samach Levesta does not mean the exact same thing when it appears in a blot from now, on Yud Ches Mabez, on Amud Beis of today's daf, where it also talks Samach Levesta, that Halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we have to be Poresh Minasho Seinu Samach Levesta. This Samach Levesta just means a general time period where it is close to the time where she is going to get her, she's expected to get her period, her vest. But it's not exactly the specific time, because if it's the specific time, that might be called a mazon. So the Ritva says it can't be that. So anyway, so says the Gemara. So Ilema Sabachla Vesta, if it's around the time that she's supposed to get it, Ubaman. So who are we talking about? Ilema Bataman Chacham. If we're talking about a Taman Chacham, who knows the halachas? So then, bishlama aknisa lachayiv. Fine, the knisa, the going in, the original maisabia, he's going to be chayiv on. Why? What do you mean? Isn't it? He knew what was happening. If she wasn't supposed to get her period, it would be an ones. If she wasn't, it's a mason. No, maybe somewhere in the middle. Kesavar yachoni livo. He thought, you know what? I could do it. I could have the maisabia before she becomes a nida. That's what he was thinking. And lo and behold, it didn't work. But that's enough to be called a shogig. So the knisa going in, fine. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, so he knows this halacha, that if she becomes a Nida during the Maisa Biyah, that he's not allowed to go out until he calms himself down. So then why would he be Chayiv for the Prisha? He'd be amazed on that if he comes out Bekishu, if it comes out before he calms himself down. Mezidu. So it can't be talking about a Talmud Chacham, who knows all the halachas. Because you can get the beginning to be the shogig, but the end's going to be the mazes. You won't be chayav through karbanas. The ba'am ha'aretz. And if we're talking about an am ha'aretz who does not know the halachos, sees a shogig on both the knisa and the prisha, he has no idea that he did anything wrong. So meaning, he knows you're not allowed to be with anita, but he doesn't know about the halacha, about being careful, about samach levesta. He doesn't know the halacha about when he goes out, he has to calm himself down. He doesn't know all those halachas. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, ba'am ha'aretz, it's like you're eating two pieces of treif at one time, meaning you're doing one aveira, doing one maisabia. So you're right, it's all a shogig, but you should only be chayav one carbon. The Knesset and the Prisha aren't two. So what are we talking about? What's the case that you're chayiv to Karbanos? So the Ella, so Samach Levasa didn't work. So let's try the other possibility. The Ella Be'ein Samach Levasa. Oh, even before we do that, I explained it, but look at Rashi and Tosfos. Look at Tosfos on top. Mash Mahacha, Diafal Pisha Nodalo Bein Time Shabal Anita. Even though the guy finds out in the middle, right? He goes in and he was choking. And then he finds out in the middle that she's Anita. Kivan Shalom Nodalo Shen Ischayev Chatas. But because he didn't know that he's chayev chatos on that, because he's an Ama Aretz, shesavar lios anus, chashvinon lei behelam echad, v'chein pirish bekuntris. Rashi and Tosfos both say here that the fact that he knows the mitzius in between is not enough to be considered a yediya to break up the two helams, the two moments. Even though he knows she's a nida, but because he didn't know the halacha, he doesn't know that he's chayev chatos on what he already did, so therefore it's all considered one big helam, one big time period for achatas. So again, we're still stuck. So if we're talking about Samach Levesta, so we don't have a possibility of when you're chayef too. The Ela, second line, b'she'ein Samach Levesta, so maybe we're talking about a case where she's totally not supposed to get her period, right? It's not that time of the month. So again, Ubaman, who are we talking about? Ilema b'tamar chacham. If we're talking about a Tamar Chacham, so v'lo chadalo mechayev, he shouldn't be chayev on any. He shouldn't be chayev any karbanos. Why? A knisa anus on the knisa. He's an ones, right? He had no idea. It's not the time they're supposed to get a period. A prisha mezid, and he knows the halacha that he's not supposed to come out quickly. So he's ones and mezid. Either way, he's not chayev a karbon. Iba am haaretz chadu mechayev. A prisha. And by an amaretz, he at least should be chayiv only one on the prisha. He's an ones at the beginning, and he's chayiv b'shogig on the prisha. So what's the case that you're chayiv too? We still don't have an answer. So hadar amar Rava, finally, Rava said, la'olam b'samach levesta. Really, go back to the first case. It's samach levesta. We said samach levesta. What's the case? If you went in, fine, you were shogig on the knisa, but on the prisha, you're amazed. Ubatamad chacham. Somebody who knows somewhat the halachas. He doesn't know the halachas. He knows the halacha that should not be with their wife, samach levesta, and he has to expect that. And he went in, she thought he'd be able to finish before, and that was a shogeg, but he doesn't know the other halacha. And therefore, that is why he is not amazed on that, and that's why you'd be chayef too in this case, because he finds out that she's a nida in the middle, so therefore he's ready, knows that he's chayef a carbon chatos on what he did previously, so that's how he could be chayef to chatos. Once we're talking about a nida, it's interesting, two sugis that come up, we'll just mention it quickly, could have separate shiurim on this, hopefully one day. But two major sugis that come up in lumdus whenever one speaks about the isser of nida. Number one is the Isser of Nida more in the categories of Tumah V'Tahara, or is it more in the categories of Isser V'Heter? Or is it both? Or are there both elements, Tumah V'Tahara and Isser V'Heter? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, I don't have it here, but in the Asman D'Araisa, he has a piece on this, and he discusses what is Nida more Usser L'Bailo Tumah V'Tahara, and he quotes there from Agra, from the Aderes Elio and Shoftim, which we mentioned in various contexts, because the Gra is important for many different contexts. But the Gra there, I think we quoted it even a week or two ago. The Gra says that the Pasuk in Shoftim, which says that if you don't know a halacha, you bring it to the Shofet, and any halacha, bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, bein nega lenega, so the Gra there says those are the three categories of all of Torah. Dam and dam is Isser V'Heter. That's dam nida ladam tohar. Isser v'heter. And then bein din ladin is bein choshem ishpat. And bein nega lenega is tumah v'tahara. So what do you see from that gra? He puts nida in isser v'heter. Because bein dam nida ladam tohar, that's isser v'heter. So he quotes that as a rai. Rabbi Engel had bekiyus and everything. He quotes there, remember that he quotes the Kuzari, and he quotes everything. Lived at the turn of the 20th century, a little more than 100 years ago. But that's the Asma D'Araisa. He has an article about that. But again, the first source I think he quotes there, anyone who discusses this topic, is the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Tosfos in Bava Kamma. The Gemara there, Bava Kamma Daf Yud Aleph, discusses the sugya of Ein Miksas Shilya Below Vlad. If a embryonic sac comes out of a woman, do we assume that there was a fetus in there? Maybe it wasn't a fetus. Maybe it was a total still. Wasn't even a stillborn. It didn't have the form of a baby, and therefore she shouldn't be tumas. Shouldn't have tumas leida. That's a sugya. Do you say ein miksa shil yablo, or let's say part of it comes out and not all of it? Ein miksa shil yablo vlad. There is never even a portion of the shilya that comes out without a vlad. And what if it came out right? If it came out at shkir, right before, a little before, a little after. So when does she start counting from? It's all different nafkaminas. So one opinion says ein miksa shil yablo vlad. Every portion of the shilya, every portion of the uterine sac, you have to assume had a baby in it. Therefore, there's already 2 months later there. Or do you say yesh miksa shil yablo vlad? So says Tosas there. Baba Kama daf yud aleph. What's the whole discussion? I don't understand. We have rules and regulations for sveikos in Tilchus Tumavatara. We know in every area of halacha, we have rules and regulations. What to do with makam safek? In Isav Heter, we have safek daraisa l'chumra, safek darabana l'kula. In Dini Mamanis, we say amosam echavera l'varaya. In Tumavatara, we say safek tumav rishus hayachid is tameh. Safek tumav rishus harabim is tar, right? based on a halacha of sota. So, ask Tosas, what's the whole shayla of miksa shilibol of vlad? You're not sure? Why don't you just go by the rules? If it's brishas a yachid, afilu v'svek svek anami tameh. If it's brishas a rabbi, afilu chad svek amitaren. Answers Tosas v'yishlomar, d'shmaitzin ayri le'inyin le'osra le'bayla. Ooh. Our sugya is related to iser le'bayla, not to mavatara. So again, this is about dam tohar and dam tameh, but the poskim assume this is also related to the Isdam Nida as well. And therefore Tosfos already says there is an element of Isul Baila. That's one place where it comes up. It also comes up in the sugya of Tfilah Bizman HaMitzvah, Gemara and Yuma, and elsewhere, Tfilah Bizman HaMitzvah. Does a woman have to go to the mikvah exactly the night that she's supposed to? Tfilah Bizman HaMitzvah or not? So, right, it comes up, where does it come up? A woman always has to go to the mikvah the proper night. But we know, let's say there are two nights a year that Bizman HaZeh, women do not go to the mikvah, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, coming up in a couple of days. If you say Tfilah Bizman HaMitzvah, maybe she should go to the mikvah. Right, maybe that should be doche if you say tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa, especially if you say tishah b'av is derabanan. But we paskin halacha l'maisa tefillah bizman mitzvah only regarding heter l'bayla, not regarding tumah v'tahara. And therefore, because on tishah b'av and Yom Kippur the woman is not going to be with her husband, so therefore tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah if she's going to be with her husband. But if she's not, then she does not go to the mikvah. It also comes up l'maisa if the woman, if some reason the husband is not going to be home that night, or let's say rachmana litzlan, if the husband is sitting shiva, another context where they're not going to be together, does the woman go to the mikvah if it falls out during the time when the husband is sitting shiva? That's another case where it comes up to iser l'bayla and tumah v'tahara. But one other place where it comes up, one other place with the sugya, here, you got a place? One other place where it comes up, again, the Isra of Nida, whether it's Tumah and Tahara or Isra of Heter, is a very halacha l'maisa discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, as we know, in Kuf Tzadik Vav. Kuf Tzadik Vav is the Siman Yerodeah about Shiva Nekiyim, about the time when the woman is counting to become clean. So the Shulchan Aruch says there, what kind of conduct does the woman have to do during Shiva Nekiyim? Shulchan Aruch says, Bechol yom yizayin yimei asvira, tzricha lios bodekas lechachila, pa'amayim bechol yom. We're going to go a little backwards in history. We're going to do the Shulchan Aruch first. Every one of the days of the Shiva Nekiyim, the Shulchan Aruch says, lechachila, 2 bdikas a day. Two bedikas a day. If she only did one bedika during all Shiva Nekiyim, either day one or day seven, or one of the middle days, this is post Hafsek Tara. Hafsek Tara is the bedika she does before the Shiva Nekiyim. This is during Shiva Nekiyim. She does one bedika, and she's Tahar Alula. That's the day, that's one day in the Shulchan Aruch. If she didn't do any bedikas, and on day 8 she did a bedika, no good. She has to start again. So lechatchila, twice a day, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'di'eved, once during the Shiva Nekiyim. V'di'eved, then the Shulchan Aruch says, no, maybe the cutoff of b'di'eved is once on day 1 and once on day 7, and that's what we paskin. V'ein lahakel. Right, generally we paskin that that's the, unless there's a very extreme circumstance where a Rav would somehow give such a heter, it's a day in Shulchan Aruch, but usually the lowest that a Rav would go, a posik would go, is 1 and 7. One b'dika on day 1, one b'dika on day 7. V'ein lahakel, says the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. But if you go backwards in history a little bit, Rabbi Willig points this out, and that is, Rov Rishonim don't say what the Shulchan Aruch says. And and it's already said by the Ber HaGola here. But it start backwards. The Mishnah Nida. The Mishnah Nida Daf Samaches Mabes. The Mishnah says, Hazava Hazava. Shabbat Gorei Zav and Zava, who all women today only just have the status of Zav and Zava, that they need 7 clean days. Shabbat Gwatzman Biyom Rishon Umasutar Biyom Ashviu Masutar Vishar Yamish Betam Lo Batku. This is where 1 and 7 come from. The Mishnah on Daf Samaches Amid Base. But Tosfos there says, look what I wrote on Daf Zion. So if you look back and need the Daf Zion Amid Base, what Tosfos says there? Tosfos says, even though the Mishnah says 1 and 7, which is what we paskin b'di Eved, says. Tosfos, miu lechadchila tzricha livdo b'chol yom. But really, lechadchila is every day. That's Tosfos. And that's what other Rishonim say. If you look in the tour, right here, in the Siman, Kuf Tzadik Vav, says the tour, u'b'chol zayin yimei asvira tzricha lios b'otechas lechadchila pam achas bayom. Pam achas bayom, that's what Tosfos says. One time a day. Says the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef, when he quotes this, he says, Chen Kasav HaRamban VaHarashba VaHarash. One time. Chen Kasav HaRashba Mani Yos B'Shem HaTosfos. Mikasav Ustam Tivdok B'chol Yom Mashba L'Chadchil Ein Tzorch Livdok Yod B'Mepam Achas B'Yom. But then the Torah quotes the Smag. That's where the Shulchan Aruch comes from. U'B'Sefer HaMitzvahs Kasav Pamayim Achas Shachos V'Achas Arvis. Then he says, if you didn't build it except once day one, day seven, okay, goes to the Evitz. But it's the smog, says the Beis Yosef. Does anybody all like the smog? The smog, the Sefer Truman, the Mordechai. But the major Rishonim, who we generally follow, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and Tosfos, they all say once a day. So the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. The Shulchan Aruch is clear. Paskas twice. Where does this come from? Once a day, twice a day. So it's a Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, Amar Aleph, and Meseches Nida has a Mishnah which discusses twice a day, but the Gemara clearly says that is regarding Tumah and Tara. As we just said, that's our sugya. Regarding Tumah and Tara, so it's important for a woman to check, keep checking more often. Why? Because she doesn't know. She has to know since the last time she checked, all the food that she touches is going to become Tumah if she finds out now that she's a Nida. So that's why it's more important. But that's what the Gemara says. So now if you look in the Ber HaGola, look in the Ber HaGola, right on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. On this Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, on the Shulchan Aruch, it says twice a day, Tur B'Shem HaSmag, Mi Mishnah Shem Daf Yud Aleph, V'Yaf HaGav D'Yasiklan Shem D'Lo Amru Elo L'Taharis, Hu Adin B'Makam Shetzricha Zayin Nekiyim, T'Hi B'Cheskas T'Meya Kamo L'Taharis, La'achar Shetavla. That's the extension of the smog, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like it. So that is what most say, but there are, Rabbi Willig is of the opinion that since Rov Rishonim, follow the Pashtus of the Gemara, Tosfos and the Rabban and the Rashba, and the Tur himself, before he quotes the smog, there is room to be makel to do once a day, not once, but 1 and 7, that's for sure the B'dievet, but even on L'chadchila level, he tells us Talmidim to do once, one bedika a day based on Rov Rishonim. It is against the Shulchan Aruch, and he acknowledges that, but he quotes other Achronim that seem to go with that opinion. Okay, but that's just for our purposes. It's another context where you see there's a difference between Lataris and Laisser. Nida is a composite. Some aspects of Hilchas Nida are Tumah V'Tara, some aspects of Hilchas Nida are Isser V'Heter. That's number one. Number two, I'm just mentioning this now because the whole Amud is about Nida, so we'll just mention it now. That's one sugya in Nida. Tumah V'Tara versus Issa V'Heter. The other sugya in the sugya of Nida or not is based on Tosfos. Tosfos and the Tosfos Arash in Yevamos. Where's my Tosfos? Here it is. Tosfos in, I think we quoted this Tosfos a couple of days ago when we spoke about Durached Arche Noah. So Tosfos there asks, we know that if a woman is usher to the Yavam at the moment that the Zika, the brother dies, at the moment that happens, she is usher to him, then she is forevermore usher to him. Usher. Let's say the example that's given, the easiest example that's given, two brothers married to two sisters. Reuven dies, so now Shimon has a Zika to Reuven's wife, but that's his wife's sister. So even if 2 days later Shimon's wife dies, he does not have to do Yivam or Chalitza to Reuven's wife. Why? Because at the moment that the Zika was created, she was Usher, so she's totally Usher. So ask Tosfos, Yevamos Daf Beis. So what if she's a Nida? What if the wife is a Nida at the moment of the Zika Liyavam? So you should say, if the woman is ever a Nida, then she doesn't have to do Yivam or Chalitza. Nobody ever says that. But ask Tosfos, why not? Why don't we say that if she's a Nida at the time of Zika Liyavam kicks in, so we should say she's Usher to the Yavam forever, and she doesn't have to do anything? Even though she goes to the mikvah the next day. Says Tosfos, because it's a different kind of iser. So the language of Tosfos is that other arayos are only usher to this person, but mutter to other people. Mashenke need, there's usher to everybody in the world. That's Tosfos' lashon. To lo dami da'achos isha v'shar arayos ha'iser omed ala yavam tfei mishar b'nei adam. Avol need de l'kuliyam ha'asira v'afilu b'nei dasa. That's Tosfos. Tosfos yivam is dav beis. The Tosfos harash, though, says it, adds in one phrase, which Tosfos might mean, but Tosfos doesn't say it, so maybe he does not mean it. Tosfos Arash says, you know why? Because Nida is not one of the Arayas. She's Aser, but she's not one of the Arayas. Don't compare me, Nida, and the other Arayas. So Tosfos said Nida is not like Shar Arayas, but the Tosfos Arash here adds in the line, he says, Venira, the Nida Avagav Delabas Ibami, Chalitza Sachalitza, Velo Dami Lechatzitza Demu Beres. Where is it? I'm sorry. I read the wrong line. Here it is. Arayos is a function of being related in a certain usher way. Mother, sister, daughter-in-law, all these other types of relationships, all the arayos. Nida is it doesn't have to do with a relationship. Right? A woman is a nida, she's usher to everybody in the world because of her nidus. Says Tosfos, she's not a nida. That is another huge topic in Inyane Nida. How much nida is not an erva? It's in the parsha of Arayos. Right? The Gemara says elsewhere that nida is the only one of the Arayos that doesn't create chayvei, doesn't create mamzerus. Right? Habala nida, right? So it has erva aspects, and it doesn't have erva aspects. Again, a big topic. Just to quote you two other sources, and then we'll continue. The first Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Nida. Ha Nida hikacho ha'arayish ha'betorah. V'hama'arabah ha'rezachai of karis. And it goes through. It's like all the arayis and all the regular surim. But if you look further in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of the siman on Harchakas, Kuf Tzadikei, all the behaviors that a husband and a wife have to perform with each other, or are not allowed to perform with each other, during the time that she's a Nida, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that a Nida is one of the arayis, but it's very different than the arayis, in one major way. This is the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation of the elaborate framework and the elaborate details of Harchakos, and that is, Nida is the only one of the arayis who one could have yichud with. One could have yichud with, besides like a mother and a sister, but the other types of arayis, Eishes Ish and others, we're not allowed to have yichud with. So to counter that heter of yichud, that's why we have all these harchakas. That's his svara. As I once heard a great Akala teacher say, it's an elaborate system of reminders. Because we have the heter of yichud, so we need an elaborate system of reminders in order to remind ourselves what time of month it is. But again, there he has the balance. It is an erva, it's not an erva. This final point, and with this we'll finish and we'll continue, is what some achronim suggest to answer a big kasha on the Rambam. It's a famous sheet of the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus that a woman who is a nida is not fully married. That is the Rambam Shita, against other Rishonim. Other Rishonim say, even if she's a Nida, she's married. Okay, they can't live together, but she's married. But that's the Shita of the Rambam. Chupas Nida, they're not fully married. Kivin shenichnasa, mishadichnasa chupa, nikris nesua, avalam haisa nida, avalam mishadichnasa lechupa, v'nisiachinima, lo gomru hanisuin, v'hari hi ka'arusa adayin. Yud Beis. Very well-known sheet of the Rambam. Chupas Nida, there's no Gemar Nisuin. You have to look at all the places where the Rambam talks about this to get the full picture. But there are many questions asked on the Rambam that there are many other people who you can't live with, and the Rambam doesn't say anything about they're not being married. There's a sugya in Yevamos. Is there a chupa lipsulos? In other cases, on Manal Kohen Gadol, there are other cases where a husband and wife cannot live together, and yet the Rambam doesn't say anything there about their not being married. So one of the ways to answer is that it's not a din in being usser and arayos. Nida is a unique type of erva. And maybe it's something to do with specifically Nida. This quasi-erva, that is the reason for the basis of the Rambam. Either way, that is all part of the sugya. Nida, erva, or not, or just not run-of-the-mill erva. Okay, there's a lot of sugyas that relate to that. Okay, but that's we'll leave it for now. Those are the two sugyas, major sugyas discussed in the Rishonim and the Achronim on Anida, Tuma versus Isser, and erva or not. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Rava, about sixth line or so, new section. Vitravayu taninhu. Both isurim, even though we just quoted this from the Amoraim, from Abaye and Rava, both isurim of living with a nida, the knisa, the going in, and she becomes a nida when a man is inside the woman already, that's usur. And number two, and chayva karban. And number two, the prisha, both of those are not only in the Amoraim, they're in Mishnayos. Knisa tanina, prisha tanina. They're both mishnayos. Where? Prisha tanina, that's our mishnah. Diktani. Hay mishamishim atahora. Va'amr lo nitmesi. Right? We know for sure, you don't need Rava to tell me a regular case of a man who lives with a nida. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Well, the chiddush here is that, what if he went in beheter? He went in when she wasn't a nida, and she became a nida while during the Maisa Biyah. That's what Rav is saying here. That's a Mishnah. Right? So, for one, the Knisa is our Mishnah. So he goes, he's Mishamishim Tahor. Vamrlon Nitmesi, she's a Nitmesi, Upirish Miyad Chayiv. And he goes there right away, Chayiv. So that's where you see the Prisha. Right? The going out before he calms down. So that, Yechayiv, as we said yesterday. Knisa Tanina, and also going in, is also a Mishnah. Where? It's a Mishnah in Nida. Nimsal Shelo. In the olden days, they did a lot, as we mentioned before, they did many more bedikos. Because nowadays, we always, advise women, the less bedikos, the better. In terms of halacha, meaning if you have a choice, if you don't have, we try not to do, because bedikas generally cannot, when you have to do a bedika, you do a bedika. But if there's an extra bedika to do, we tell a woman, don't do a bedika, because it can only hurt. It can only hurt, generally, a bedika, right? If there's a kesem, if there's a stain, that's a durabanan, right? Once she does a bedika, it gets into the world of daraisa. So we generally say not. But in the times of the mikdash, there were more requirements, because you were dealing with tum and tara all day. So there were a lot more checkings that had to be done. So the Mishnah says, Nimsa al shelo, not only did the woman check herself, so even the man sometimes. So what happens if a man was with his wife, and afterwards he cleaned himself up and he wiped himself, but he found some dam on what he wiped himself with. Nimsa al shelo, temein v'chayoven b'karbon. If he finds blood al shelo on his handkerchief, tamein, so then they're both tamei. She is a nida, and he's considered a boel nida, who's also tamei v'chayavin b'karbon, and they're chayav to bring a carbon. So what's the case here? What's the case that he's checking afterwards? He obviously didn't know beforehand. So what's he checking? So my love, isn't this Mishnah in Nida teaching me? Besamach Leves, so it must be a case where he lived with her at a time when there was a chance she was going to get her period via knisa, and the Isser is going in. This was going in, because if it was a prisha issue, then he would have known. He would have known, right? Because she said while he was inside. So says Rava, these are my rayas. The prisha is learned from the Mishnah in our perek, and the kinesa is learned from the Mishnah in Nida. Amalei Rav Adar bar Masna la Rava. Sorry, I don't like your raya. Lo amem alecha b'shalosa amach levesta. Maybe that Mishnah in Nida is talking about a case where it was not the time that she was supposed to get her period. It was lo samach levesta. The aprisha and this Mishnah, just like the Mishnah in Shavuos, they're both talking about the issue of aprisha, of going out. The chitem aprisha lamali. What do you need two Mishnayos then for? You already have it. Tatanolei. You already learned it in Mishnah in Shavuos. What do you need on the Mishnah in Nida to tell me that if a man is living with a woman, with his wife, and then she becomes a Nida while he was inside, he's not allowed to go out. He has to first try to calm down. What do you need two Mishnahs to teach me that? And to teach me the following. The added chiddush of that there's a difference between if he checks himself or if she checks herself after they were together. And Rashi adds in, part of the Mishnah that's not quoted here, there's a time element. If it's done, if there's a time lag between the Maisa B and the checking, then there's no raya specifically that she was in Nida while they were together. Nimsal Shela Tamein, if it's found, if she checks herself, they are both Tamei. Besaf Tamein Besafek, Upaturmin a carbon. You don't have to bring a carbon, because if there was a Rashi adds in, there was a time lag, so maybe she became in Nida afterwards. So they have to be no Ektuma, just in case. But maybe you don't bring a carbon, because it's Chashash Chulun Lazara. So, and va'aydi debay lemisna nipsal shalom, tonanami nipsal shalom. And once you say the chiddush of her checking, you say his checking. But really, says Rav Ada, both Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Nida and the Mishnah here in Shavuos, both are focusing on the Isser of Prisha when she is in Nida. The Isser of going out, exiting. And you still don't have a Mishnah that talks about Knisa. So he rejects the Raya. So Amalei Ravina l'Ravada. Ravina says to Ravada, no. Ravina is now going to defend the Raya. To defend the Raya. Umimatz l'ukma liahi b'shalos amach levesta v'aprisha. Is it possible to learn that case to learn that Mishnah Nida about where it was not expected and the Isser is the Prisha? Vaha Nimsa Ktani. The Mishnah there talks up, it says Nimsa. Nimsa means it's found afterwards. V'nimsa labasar hachi mashma. Nimsa means it's found afterwards. If the focus is Prisha, when does the man find out about the problem? When he's inside, she says, I'm a Nida. Right? V'ya Prisha meikara ki parashle meikara avi leyidia. He had yidia beforehand. The Nimsa sounds like, oh, he didn't realize until afterwards. So how could you say that Mishnah Nida is talking about the Prisha? It has to be talking about the Knesa. So that's a defense of the Raya. And Amale Rava, right, what happened? Rava brought the Raya, and Ravina helped defend him. So then Rava, who had brought the Raya originally, says to Rav Ada, who was asking kashas on him, Tzayis maitakam haravach. Why don't you go listen to your Rebbe? Listen to Ravina, he defended me. Go listen to your Rebbe. Rashi adds in, Rashi's Gersa has another Amale here. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of the continuation of the Gemara. There's a few ways to understand it. We'll go with Rashi. Amale, Rashi adds in an Amale, Hechi Matzis, or Hechi Atzis. How do you expect me to follow my Rebbe? I have a big kasha on my Rebbe. My Rebbe says that this Mishnah Nida has to be talking about Knesa and not Prisha, but I have a problem with that. The Tanya Allah, because I have a Brisa that is relevant, that was said about that Mishnah, that says as follows. Zu mitzvah aseh shebenida, shechayavin aleha. This is the mitzvah aseh that you're chayav for. V'im isa, and if you're telling me that it's all about Knesa and not about Prisha, mitzvah lo sasehi. It's a los asay to go in, to start the Maisabiya. The asay is afterwards. We'll see what these asays and los asays are on Amid Beis. It's going to finally quote that. We've had a couple days where we've been speaking about it, but we don't know which psukim are on the discussion. So it's going to come up as a sham on Amid Beis. But says Rav Ada, how could I defend the Raya? If you say this mission is about Kenisa, about going into a woman who's going to become a Nida, but that's a los asay, that's not an asay. And we have a Brisa that calls it an asay. So Amale, so Rava says, if that's your problem, don't worry about it. Just add in, itanita, if you learned it, chaser v'taniachi, it's missing. And learn it as follows. Zui mitzvahs lo sasei shebenida, shechayav analea. You're right, it's a lo sasei. Ha'yimashamishim ha'tahora v'amr lo nitmesi. He's with the Tahora and she says, nitmesi, upiresh miyad, chayav, zui mitzvahs lo sasei shebenida v'chulu. So no problem, so it's a raya. So what do we end up with? We end up with a raya. There's a raya for the knisa and the prisha. They're both chayav if they're done in the situation of shogeg. Period. How did the woman know that she was a nida? At the time, she's in the middle of a Maisabiyah. How does she know that she becomes a Nida? She didn't see anything. Oh! So, Achora, there was a Hargasha. So, Rabbi Hananel says here. Rabbi Hananel says on the fifth wide line of the bottom, fifth wide line, Pirish, Hirgisha, Shenitmes, Vahodia Oscha. Right? She had a Hargasha. What's a Hargasha? As we know, the first Pischei Tshuva in Hilchas Nida. First Pischei Tshuva says, well, based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Nida, Nunches, that a woman does not become a Nida Dal Raisa unless there are two requirements. She sees dam that comes from her uterus, number one. Number two, she has a hargasha. She has a feeling. She has a hargasha. So what's a hargasha? So the post can talk about two, which translate into three hargashas. Three hargashas. So the first Pischei Tshuva summarizes them in Kuf Pei Gimel. First says, Pischei Tshuva, Vida, the Shloshim Min Hargashas Yesh. Three types of hargashas. Number one is the Rambam Ziyazua Gufa, a body tremor. She shakes when she gets her period. She shakes. Or number two, Niftach Makora, she feels the uterus opening. Number three is the one that's added on by the Achronim, the discussion of the Noda B'Yehud and the Chasam Sofer, the 1800s Achronim, said the third one is Zivas Davarlach. She feels a wet flow inside of her, not outside. Everybody feels it. Else, that's not a hargasha, but it's inside. These are the three hargashas that are needed to make a woman tmei daraisa. A big question in the post in Hilchas Nida is that generally women do not have such hargashas bisman hazeh. Women don't do it. They don't feel the opening of her uterus. She doesn't feel the zivas davar, an inner zivas davar lach. She doesn't feel any of these hargashas. So are we to understand that there is no Nida daraisa bisman hazeh? There's no hargasha. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, she feels it. She doesn't even realize what she feels. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, she really does feel it. She doesn't realize it. That's it. Somewhat difficult. Women, they don't feel it. Nishtanu Ativim. So Rav Yashiv suggests in one of the Svarim on Hilchas Nida, Rav Yashiv says, no. The whole discussion of Hargasha is only to make a woman a Nida Daraisa when she's not supposed to. Shelo B'Shas Vesta. But if it's Shas Vesta, this is the Chiddush of the Rav Yashiv, if it comes when she's supposed to get her period, that's Nida Daraisa. It's Derech HaOlam. How can you say that's not Nida Daraisa? So that puts the whole sugi of Hargasha into a context. Hargasha to make a nida d'araisa is only for shelo b'shas vesta. But if she's supposed to get her period, then she's nida d'araisa even without the Hargasha. Okay? It's quoted, there's a sefer Choku Zman on Hilchas Nida. So in that sefer, he quotes Rav Yashiv to this effect. Good. Weiter. Amar Mar. So here we go. It's 10 lines from the bottom. Piresh miyad chayiv. So we said, if he finds out that she is a nida in the middle of the act, and he goes out right away, and he does not wait to first calm down, chayiv, he's chayiv. So hey chayiv, what's he supposed to do? Amar avunim ishmei derava. No, it's eser tzipanev bakarka atchayamus. He should stick his fingers in the ground, and basically give himself some type of pain, so he his kavana, and he's not focusing on what he's involved in until Yamas, until his Aver is Yamas, until he calms down. Vitovya! What does that mean? The Rishonim say this means, and great is he. Meaning if somebody is able to do this, he's in the situation of Nisoy, and he's able to calm down in that situation, Ashrei. Right? Ashrav, wonderful is he who does such a feat. Right? Noetz Siparnav, where does this Lashon come from? It comes from the Medrash by Yosef. By Potiphar. Right? By Ashes Potiphar, so he was Noetz Siparnav Bakarka. He's always to calm himself down. He just took the focus. He stick your fingers in the ground deeply. It hurts, right? So that's that. In that way, he was able to calm himself down. So good. So Amar Rava Zos Omeres. You know what this teaches me? This idea that you're supposed to calm yourself down first until your Aver is mace, until a person is not miskasha anymore, and then he should go out. This teaches me Hamishamish mace barayos putter. It must be. Let's say a man is mishamish. He lives with one of the arayos, but when he is not excited. Right, when he has an aver rach, not an aver kasha. That's not called a maisabiyah. A maisabiyah is only with an aver kasha. Why do you say that after chayev? Because if you're chayev anyway, even with a aver rach, so why would you be pater if you're going out? If there's no difference, so why would you be pater? Says the Gemara, there's no raya. Mishum to anusu. Maybe you're chayev generally, but you're your own ace. What are you supposed to do? So where it says, Yanusu, ki pirish miyanami nifter, Anusu. If you're an ones, then who cares how he goes there? He should go out right away. So Amale Abaya, no. Really, Abaya says, in general, if somebody does a maisa bia with one of the arayas, it doesn't matter what state he's in. It doesn't matter, he's chayef. Vahacha, my time a pater. Why here, when he exits, is he pater? Mishum da Anusu, he's ones. I v'hadamar ki parish miyada my chayiv. So then, why can't he go out right away? Shahaylo lifrosh b'hana muetes upiresh b'hana maruba. But still, as we said yesterday, there's still hana during the yitzia. So if there's hana during the yitzia, then he should try to be memait, try to minimize the hana. And as we said, hana is a crucial ingredient in the iser of arayos. So if you weren't memait the hana, so that is enough to be mechayev you. That's enough to be mechayev you. Okay, but halacha lemaisa, that's what you see the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and the Rambam paskins, Meshavish Meis Barai is Pater. We paskin Pater, Meshavish Meis. That's not called a full maisa bia. Okay, fine. Amalei Rabba Rav Chanan Labaya. Rabba Chanan asked Labaya 1 minute. Im Kain, if it is true that, according to you, Abaya, that Meshavish Meis Barai is chayev, but he should have stayed inside. Meaning, if you stay inside longer, so then he's going to be putter. If he goes out right away, he's going to be chayiv. So matzino arucha v'ksar benida. So there is a time lag issue that affects halacha by nida. Va'anan b'mikdash tanan. But in our Mishnah, we already had, right, a time lag issue in the halacha of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, tumas mikdash v'kadashav. If you find that you're tummy in the Azara, if you go out the shortest way, if you go out the longer way, there's a difference in time lag that affects halacha. So once you were saying time lag affects the halacha in the Mishnah of Tumas Mikdash, so why don't you say this halacha too? Of Nida. Why didn't you explicate it? By Nida. So the Gemara says, no, El Mishim Delo Dami. It's not, because they're not exactly comparable. Arucha Dahacha Kisara Dahasam. If you stay longer in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a bad thing to do. If you stay longer in one's wife, it's a good thing to do. Arucha dahasam ksar dahacha. So it's opposite. So it says the Ritva, it would be confusing. If they explicated this in the Mishnah, it would be confusing, because in this case, staying in is good, in this case, staying in is bad. In this case, coming out quickly is good, in this case, coming out quickly is bad. So that's why the Ritva said that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't want to be mate ha-talmidim, right? He had an educational philosophy in writing Mishnayos. Also, so that's why he just left it out.
One's a din in zman, one's a din in hana.
Correct. That's also a difference, right? One's a din in zman, and one's a din in hana. That's also a difference. That's
the
part.
The here assumes that it's both zman.
Right, right. On the surface, it seems like it's both a Zman issue. Unless you say that's what's behind the issue. They go in opposite order because it's not just purely an issue of Zman. But you're right. I mean, the Gemara, that might be behind what the Gemara is trying to answer. Okay, let's continue. Maskev l'Rav Huna, Bered Rav Nasan, Umi Amar Abaya Anusu. Does Abaya really say it's an issue of Ones? Right, that's, he gave the Pshat on the bottom of Amar Aleph. He's an Ones, but you know what? Do the best you can. Just come out slowly, because you get less Hana. Alma b'shelo samach levesta kamrinan. Abaya thinks it's onus. The whole thing is ones, which means the case we're talking about is a case where the period was not expected. V'habaya damar chayiv shtayim. But the beginning of today's shir, the bottom of Yud Zayin Mabez, he said you're chayiv too. Alma b'samach levesta askinan. You're chayiv for going in, but if it was eno samach levesta, that's an ones. So what's Abaya talking about? So ki itmar da abaya ba'alma itmar. You're right. The what we started off with today, when Abaya says you're chayiv too, he wasn't talking about our Mishnah. He was Tom saying a separate case. A separate case that in a case of Samach Levesta, but in the Hanami, our Mishnah, Abaye would say he's talking about a case of Eino Samach Levesta, which is a case of Ones. Okay, so now let's get to some of the Psukim finally. Let's get to some of the Psukim. Boy Mine, Reb Yonasan ben Yossi ben Lakunya, May Reb Shimon ben Yossi ben Lakunya. One brother asked the other brother, Azhara, Labol Nida Minayin. How do you know that if someone lives with a Nida, it's Usser? Minat Torah. How do you know that that's a daraisa? So what did one brother do to the other? So maybe only brothers could do this. Shaka kala pasuk. He took a piece of dirt and threw it at him. Asar lebol nida. What are you asking me? It's my first pasuk of the Torah. He said, "Asar to live with a woman, which she's nida. Alicia, but he asked to muscle. Lo sikrav. It's asar." So maybe that's why he says it. Like two amorim in the basement just want to throw dirt at each other. But two brothers, you know, they're a little more sibling rivalry. What are you talking about? What kind of question is that? So he threw a clod of dirt at each other. All right, it's a mafurish. For she can't live with an Ida. So Ella, this is what we meant. Azhara l'mishamish im tahora v'amr lo dinit meisi delo nifresh miyad minalan. Meaning our case. He's with a tahora woman, and she says, nitmesi, and he didn't go out right away. So what's that? Where's the answer to that? We've been saying it's a mitzvah zaseh sheben Ida. So where is it? So Amar Chizkia, Amar Kra the following. Usihi nida sa'alav. The nida should be upon him. Her nida should be upon him. Which passes might mean that he becomes a boel nida, is tame like her. But we darshan from that word alav. The nida is on him. Afilu b'shas nida sa tehe alav. There's one time that even when she's a nida, they should be together. Tehe alav, she should be on him together. Meaning, if she becomes a nida during a maisa bia. In that case, he should stay inside until he comes down, and in that way, he won't be doing an Isser Aseh. The Ramah writes in Yeridea, Kuf Pei Heis, Dalid, talks about all the different permutations. Again, it's very few times do you have in Shulchan Aruch. You have many Averis in Shulchan Aruch, but not too many times you have in Shulchan Aruch what Shuva is required for this Avera. Right, if you go through all the Averis, eating treif and ribbis and all the different Averis, doing malacha on Shabbos, what's the tshuva? Here, the Ramah talks about it. Right, well, interesting, dafka here. So to figure out why that is. Why dafka here? Does the Ramah talk about what tshuva is for this Avera? Mashenki, in most other Averis, he does not say that. Says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha, Meshamishim tahara b'amar lo netmesi, pirish miyad chayiv kares, shiitziyaso hanalo kabiyaso, kesed yatsa, noi siparni raglov ba'aretz, v'shoa b'lodisha atche yamosa aver. V'yamale, the Ramah is talking now, v'yamale pachad v'reses al averish abal yado, v'lo yismoch aleha rak yismoch al raglov yadav shlo yana mimena, v'im pirish b'menu b'kishi b'shogeg, shlo yada shasur l'fresh mimena. Let's say, which many people wouldn't know, or they would do it like, they would just be so scared and shocked that they would come out anyway. So let's say it wasn't done b'mezid. So what tshuva? Yis'anem mem yom. Ve'en insrichan lios ritzufim. Rakol shavu ashneyam in Mondays and Thursdays. B'lel tainis asa b'asa v'yayin. He talks about all this. Ve'em lo yachal, if you can't fast, you should just give staka. And yishla hachber b'tshuvasov. Cholamar b'lashuv z'chusulo. Talks about it here, the Pesach tshuva talks about the different types of tshuvas. Again, the Achronim discuss various Averis. Remember, I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Rav Avadia has a tshuva, if somebody is in a room where a Sefer Torah fell down, Rachman al-Islan, or if somebody's tefillin fell down. So all these different halachas about fasting, but Rav Avadia says, okay, go by those halachas, but you know what? It would be much better if also everybody takes off from work and sits and learns all day, and they have sheer klalis. That's what they should do. Right? You shouldn't just have the fasting and have a regular day at work. You have to know what's meaningful and what our generation needs, the type of tshuva that our generation needs. So again, that's what the postgame have to translate, tshuva for our generation, what exactly should be done. Okay, so the Gemara quoted this mitzvah, this pasuk, the asay, sini dasa Allah, that's an asay, that a person should not be porish when his wife's anita. Ashkechan asay, los asay minallah. And what about a los asay? Where's the los asay? Because we're talking about, what do you mean the los asay? So the bottom Tosva says, because you're never chayav a carbon unless there's a low saseh. Bottom tosfos, low. Lo machayav chatos, elam kein yish balav. Midav pesach u'mila. Pesach and mila have kares, but you're never chayav a carbon for pesach and mila. For not bringing a carbon pesach. There's kares. But you're not chayav a carbon. Why? Because there's no low saseh there. And here we're talking about low saseh. We're talking about carbonus. So what's the low saseh? Samar of papa. Omar kra lo sikrav, so we darshan lo sikrav nami lo sifroshu. Sometimes lo sikrav, don't come close, could mean don't separate, because as we'll see, it means don't come close to yourself. Stay next to the other person. Don't come close to yourself. Dechsiv ha omrim karav elecha, those who say come close to you, al tigash bi kidashticha. Don't come close to me, because we will make you tame. Kidashticha is being make you tame. The balavar yonim are saying to Yeshayo, don't come close to us, because we're gonna make you tame. Fine, so you're gonna get malchus for that. The Ritva asks here, isn't this a lav shebeklalos? Now that we're saying lo sikrav includes don't come close to anita and don't separate from anita, isn't that a lav shebeklalos, a lav that includes many different isurim as we discussed? So how could you get malchus on that? Says the Ritva, it's all shame isur echad. It's all nida. Just like, it's an important comparison to the Ritva, lo sasa kol malacha on yantif. Right, we discussed this back in Sanhedrin, the samach gimel, pei gimel. I remember one of the gimels. We have a Sanhedrin Makashvuas here. Yeah, so I think it's on Pei Gimel. I don't remember exactly. Samach Gimel. I think it's Samach Gimel. But Tosfos there also asked the question, isn't Lo Sasakom Malacha by Yantif? Isn't Elav Shebeklalos? The answer, Shame Echad. Bottom Tosfos over there. Shame Echad. So that's what the Ritva here says related to Lav Shebeklalos. Vaiter, Tana Rabbanan. Here it is. Halakha Lamaisa. Important halacha. V'hizar them b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. You shall separate b'nei Yisrael from their tumma. Amar of Yoshia. Mikan. Asar ala b'nei Yisrael. Sheyifreshu. Minashosein samach levestan. The halacha of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that asar to b'nei Yisrael, they have to separate from their wives. Samach levestan. V'kama, how much is that? Amaraba. Ona. One time period. What does that mean? So Rov Rishonim, and this is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalid. What does this mean? That when a woman is expecting her period, they're all different calculations. We're machmer to do all three. That's a zachoda. If a woman does not have a set cycle, so we do Vesas HaChodesh and Vesas HaFlaga, the time separating, and Ona Beninus, as it's called, not for now, but all those, we hold that a husband and wife have to separate from each other during the Onas HaVest. Rov Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch say it is a day or night. Like it says here, Ona, 12 hours. Not 12 hours exactly, a little more, a little less, based on Sha'os Zvanias. But there is a very famous Arzarua in Hilchas Nida. The Arzarua says, whatever Ona it is, it's also the 12 hours before. The Arzarua says it's 24 hours. That's known as the Chumrah of the Arzarua. That is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That is not quoted in Rova Poskim. The Shach quotes it. There is a minority of Achronim that say Chumrah of the Arzarua, but Rov Poskim do not. Rov Poskim do not quote the Arzarua as a L'chadchila. Again, in general, in Hilchas Nida, we do not look for Chumras. We have the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that Samach Leves, and that's how Rov Rishonim understand it, and that is the 12-hour period, either the day or the night, when it is expected. The Shach and the Taz discuss what exactly is Mutter, what is Aser, what about Chibah Benishuk, loving touching a Mutter or not. So, one that's the postkim saying, one has to use their head in terms of chibuk v'nishuk. Okay, weiter. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Bayachoy. Kol Sheina Parish Beyishto Samach Levesta. If a person does not hold of his halacha and does not separate from their wife Samach Levesta, Afilo Havin Lo Banim Kibnei Aaron Mason. even if they have children like Aaron HaKohen, they're going to die. Tichsiv, Yizartam Esbnei Yisrael Mitumasam, Vahadava Benidasa, it says this halacha, Vesamach Le'achrei Mos, and that's right at the end of Mitzora, right before Achrei Mos. What's the connection? Mida Kenegan Mida, says Chassam Sofer, that the Bnei Aaron's Chet was that they did not hold, this is a lumdus, but the Chassam Sofer says, Bnei Aaron's Chet was that they did not hold the hold of the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. They felt that Hashem's Shechina wasn't there yet, so we could be Makter Ketores now, even though it's coming later today, but we could be Makter Ketores. The problem was, they did not hold to the principle of, later on there's going to be Kedusha, so you can't even do it now. So, says the Chassam Sofer, it's the same thing here. The period's coming 3 hours from now. It's going to be 3 hours from now, so it's mutter for me to do this now. No. That's the same exact chait as Aaron, the Bnei Aaron, and that's the Midah, Keneged Midah, that's Chassam Sofer right here, explaining the connection. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol HaParish B'Yisrael Samach Levesta, somebody who keeps this halacha, Havin Lobanim Zacharim, he will have male children or proper children, Dechsiv Lahavdil Ben Atameh Ben Atar. V'Samach Leh Isha Kisaz Riyah V'Yolda Zachar. Right after Lahavdil, Tameh Atar, you keep the Havdalas, and V'Yolda Zachar says right after that. Maybe we'll get back to that pasuk soon. Rav Yishua Ben Levi, Amar Havin Leh Banim Ru'in Lahara. You'll have children who could be in Bezdin. Dechsiv Lahavdil U'Laharos. Amr Chia Baraba, Amr Yochanan, other things that he said, anyone who makes Havdalah on wine on Mosi Shabbos will have Banim Zacharim, proper children. Dechsiv, Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, Vixiv Hasam, Lahavdil ben HaTami ben HaTar, Vesamech Leit, Isha Kisazriya. So you make a proper Havdalah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Banim Jeruyin Laura, Dechsiv Lahavdil Lahoros. Same thing. What's the Gavos of Havdalah? Make it doesn't even say Kiddush. What about Havdalah? So if you look in the Prisha, Milchas Havdalah, the Torah quotes these Chazals, and the Torah quotes also another one. The Torah says, let me find this Prisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karo Kadosh Va'oseh Skula. Right, if you make Havdalah, says the Prisha, what's the Gavos of Havdalah? Nothing. Havdalah is wonderful. The Rambam says Havdalah is Daraisa, part of the Mitzvah of Zarchas Yom HaShabbos Lakacho. But what about Havdalah? Says the Prisha, because Shabbos is Shakol Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, and if you don't say Havdalah, then you're blurring the lines between Shabbos and Chol. And if you're blurring the lines, L'chor, the same thing would be by Kiddush. But if you're blurring the lines, so you are not acknowledging the Gavlus of Shabbos. And then he says, V'yoser Nira Lafarish, Sheha Omer B'Havdalah Bein Yisrael Lo Amim, Mare Atzmo Meir Al Maila Yisera Shehaya B'Yisrael, Bizman Matan Torah. Shehivdil osamid overes gililim, hilkach nikra kadosh viskula, shezehu tachlis haavdalah, shahayamavdil ben Yisrael overes gililim. We make Havdalah ben Shabbos lachol, but all Havdalahs are connected. Yisrael la'amim is also connected. And that's why you get all these wonderful schar.
What's the advantage of zacharim?
What's the advantage? That's a good kasha. I have to remember some of the answers. Why dafka zacharim? But Gemara says in Bava Basra that girls, having girls first are good. They help out with help the mother with the kids, right? So you can have chazals in either direction. But here it says banim zacharim, proper children, male children by that sense of proper children. I think there's a Ben Yehoyada on it. I have to find it. Amar Ben Yamin Bar Yafes, Amar Belazar, Kol Makadish Es Atzmo B'Shas Tash B'Shavi Lo Banim Zacharim. Again, something that the same person said. No, or just related content. If somebody's Makadish themselves, B'Shas Tashmas, as we've been talking about, sanctifying myself in difficult situations, also Havila Banim Zacharim. Shnemar Viskadisha Visam Kedoshim, Vesamakla Isha Kisazriya. Here Dafkit says Zacharim because it's talking about Isha Kisazriya Vyelda Zachar. So that's here it's not a difficult because you're talking about children, but what children? Oh, the Zachar, so Zacharim. That's the Pasuk, that's smichus to the Pasuk. But here it says, if you're Makadish yourself, you have Banim Zacharim. If you look on the riff here, we're not going to go through it, we're going to stop here, but the riff quotes five Gemaras, which talks about different types of being Makadish ourselves b'shas tashmish. That's five Gemaras that the Rif quotes. You can look right here, right at the beginning of the second part. One of them is being Pari Samach Levest. But there are others that the Rif discusses about being together by Yom and the other Gemaras. But either way, we will stop here. Okay, we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem. Again, the Parsha Shir is up from last night on OU.org.